Patsy, big excitement last weekend, National Indoor Championships in Dublin. Good results from Donegal point of view, but it continues on today.
Yes, indeed it does. And one of the people that were really in the story and the big time part of the story last weekend was Somer Leckie, of course. And, you know, we talked about that at length last weekend, so we'll not go back there. But, I mean, it's been such a brilliant season for her, 2017. And just today, the last couple of hours there, 1 o'clock, the high jump and the English Under-20 Championships started in Sheffield. She was on the high jump there. She jumped 179. That got her a silver medal. And, you know, again, I'm repeating, she's 16 years of age and she's got 3 or 4 years at this particular age line. So, look, everything's good. I mean, that, again, just to emphasise again, that's a European Junior qualifying. She has qualified for the European Juniors, which is in Grosseto this year in the play. And she's also qualified. She's from Castlederg, of course. So she qualifies for the Commonwealth Games Youth Championship in the Bahamas. So she has done all the qualification marks already, and we're only on the month of February. And she did that PB last weekend at 181. She's a student, of course, at the grammar school there in Strabane. And again, I can't emphasise her attitude, her approach to training. Everything is so, so positive. And she's been coached particularly well by Niall Wilkinson, who's her coach and has been her coach for some time, so at Thun Valley here. So look, it's been another good weekend for her. And then across in the States, the indoor stuff is getting on, the collegiate indoor stuff is kicking in, and Thun Valley had one athlete competing over the weekend. He didn't do all that well, a fellow called Dempsey McGuigan, and he's a National Under 23 champion at Hammer. But hammer throwers in the winter, you know, what do? They throw a big heavy weight, you know, for distance, and he threw 2016 with this big heavy weight. They throw it the same manner as the hammer, they swing it round the same technique, everything, but it's a weighted hammer, and it's an event in collegiate athletics in the States, and he's at Mississippi University. So 2016, he did do better last year, so I don't know whether that means his season isn't going to be as good, or will it take a bit of time to wind onto it or not? I'm not quite sure, but we'll have to wait and see. So that was pretty much that. And then in a roundup situation, we had a 5K, of course, and I think you had full results there, Miles. Shane Gallagher won that one in Rafoe earlier, and it's a charity race earlier in Rafoe. So there's always going to be 5Ks every weekend somewhere. So that's that. And of course, I'm off on Wednesday looking after the Irish team in Belgrade for the European indoors, and unfortunately Mark English is not with us. He's injured, currently still injured, and but there are 10 athletes travelling, and many of them were with me in Rio, so you know, I'm excited, and I like this group of athletes, and I like their attitude, and I like the way we have bonded, so I'm looking forward to it. And we're on the road on Wednesday, and the competition is on Friday, Saturday and Sunday in Belgrade towards the end of next week.
How, Patsy, do you expect the Irish athletes to perform? I know they're relatively young, most of them, but how do you expect them to do? Do you expect medals?
No, well, not really. I mean, Ciara McGeen may have the potential to medal, but kind of she's in 1,500 metres, but her form has dipped a little bit recently, and had a death in the family, the granny died. So what impact that will have on her, she's from Portaferry in County Down, a very tight-knit community. So I don't know. I mean, if she would be my best bet for a medal, but I just kind of, I'm approaching this match from the point of view of, you know, round on round, you know, trying to progress, and you know, and many, and for some of them, it's the first championship in an Olympic cycle, and that's 4 years away, pretty much, or 3.5 now at this stage. So you know, they've got to build through all these championships to the athletes that they might be come Tokyo. So we're now talking about the different Olympic Games all of a sudden. Do you know what I mean? So it's a different cycle. It's the first major championship in this cycle. So I just look, I'm approaching this. Let's get out of this round. And let's give it your best and keep it nice and simple, you know.
Patty, you suggested here in Highland Radio Studio that perhaps your Olympic cycle was over. You're involved in the first stage here now again, as you suggest. Would that mean that you might be staying on and maybe be at the next Olympics representing?
No, I won't be staying on. But there have been discussions with Athletics Ireland about, filling an interim position here for a period of time. You know, that's been out there. But basically, no, I won't be staying on for another Olympics. I don't. It doesn't actually. doesn't motivate me to that point anymore to stay. Another 4 years is a long way off, and I'm just happy to be around at the moment for maybe this year and see what happens. And, you know, if Athletics Ireland feel it a positive thing that I lead the team, then I'll do that this year. But I wouldn't, if they want to do it some other way, well, I'm happy to do that as well. So I'm in a very, very lucky position in that sense, you know. And I'm still excited about this group of athletes, as I was coming out of Rio, you know, because we got a good bond going over that period of time, you know.
And would you expect that perhaps somebody might be appointed, you know, as an interim manager, or might work alongside you to gain some of the experience you've gained?
That has been suggested too. You know, I have suggested that, Miles, and you mentioned that to me before, and I agreed that was a great idea. But I have mentioned that, you know, so I'm leaving it with them. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm in a kind of a position now, you know, and people will understand this. I'm not making any phone calls. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just doing my job, and I'm working with the athletes, and I've got the confidence of Athletics Ireland at the moment, and that's pretty important to me. And I'm kind of being valued for the job that I do, and that's good for my confidence. So I'm just happy to do it.
Okay, so we'll wait and see what happens. That's all we can do, Patsy.
We'll do. We get the news. You'll be the first to get the news, whatever way it goes on 3 miles.
Well, hopefully we will. That's our intention, to be number one.
Indeed.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.